Hey guys, welcome back. This is our Dialogues with Dr. Gabriel Cousins, and I'm Richard Sachs from Lost Arts Radio. And starting a little bit late today, apologize for that. We're talking about what we want to get into in this brief little piece of a discussion here that we have time for. And Dr. Cousins brought up the issue of the darkness that is clearly on everybody's radar, controlling so much of what's going on in the world right now. How to respond to that, how to understand it, what it means, and where it's coming from, and where it's going. So that would take us several months of discussion for sure, but we've got a few minutes to look at it briefly anyway. It should be super interesting. So let's go right to Dr. Cousins and get started as usual with the dance and meditation. Welcome, Doctor.
Okay. Thank you, Richard. Yes, we ended up trying to discuss how to discuss this. And really, what I'm going to share after we dance for spiritual joy, which is part of how to solve the problem, to meditate for a minute or two, then I'll bring up the topic of the cosmic forces at play on the planet and how it's affecting our lives and what we can do about it. Okay. So here we go. We'll do a little dancing.
Okay. Okay, we'll sit for meditation for a minute just to get ourselves settled in. And for those who don't have a meditation technique, you can do yod on the in-breath, hey on that breath, wah on the in-breath, hey on that breath. It's one of the name of God as grace. Okay, here we go. Okay, in the meditation. Slowly come out of meditation. Okay. So, what we're going to begin discussing today is the cosmic forces. We call them, we talk about principalities. It's different than a idol. It's not a principality. It's an energy field. And it can get a little confusing. But connected to the principalities are indeed idols. Now, before the Torah came into being, before really the time of Abraham, the main focus was idol worship. Baal, B-A-A-L. But along with that was Inanna. Inanna, another cosmic force, although as an idol, you know, like Baal, as an idol, like in Wall Street, they had the bull. That was the Baal, okay? The Inanna is a goddess, so to speak, energy, that's concerned with war. Sometimes she's a male, sometimes he's a male, sometimes she's a female, sometimes both. It's connected with transgenderism as an energy, because transgenderism didn't start like 10 years ago. This is very, very ancient. In fact, all these energies are pre-biblical times. I think we need to understand, and I'm trying to make a point here. And then, so you have that kind of energy, the war, goddess, god, transvestite, half male, half female, which is a little different. And then you also have Moloch. The Moloch is this traditional sacrificing of the children. There's a Moloch statue, and you put the baby in there, and it releases, and the baby goes into the fire. So it's a sacrifice of the children. In today's world, we can think of a variety of things that fit that. Certainly, the anti-abortion people will clearly say this is Moloch. They may not use that word, but child sacrifice. In ancient times, they used to put the baby in the arms, and it would release the baby into the fire. That was another thing, in that people required it to send some of their children into the fire as part of
being part of the society. It also has to do with sex trafficking and then the sacrifice of those children. So it's not just abortion. It's the whole thing that we're facing today in the world. Major sex trafficking, major use as children as sex objects, like in Epstein's Island, where they would, you know, be then sacrificed, literally killed. So these forces have begun to emerge in our time, and that's the point I'm making here. Now, before that, in the history of the United States, which is never, like any other nation, never been perfect, it was one nation under God. Now, is that a Christian God? Is it a cosmic God? I mean, but let's use it in a cosmic sense for the moment. The cosmic God isn't like with a figure. It's cosmic. It's not male or female. It's beyond that. So what's happening in our society at this moment in the last 20, 30 years, or since the 60s, really, I guess that's, wow, it's about 60 years, there's been a shift away from the cosmic God towards Inanna and Moloch and Baal. Baal is also idol worship in the sense of name and fame and money and sex. Inanna is sex, war, and transvestite energies. And Moloch is different levels of child sacrifice. And then, of course, we're also looking at human sacrifice, which is a little bit with Baal, too. They cross over. That's why it's a little complicated. But you look at the bioweapon injections, where the report is at least 22 million people died from the bioweapon injections. We look at the glyphosates, and we see that they greatly increase cancer. The rate of mortality since the bringing in the bioweapon injections worldwide, okay, I'm going to say worldwide, has increased 40%. Recent studies have come out that since the bioweapon injections, the rate of suicide is 12-fold higher. It used to be like three and a half times, but now the most really recent, like in the last few weeks, it's 12 times higher. I didn't say that right. Kids who get sex changes, or adults who get sex changes, they're told, the parents say, well, we're not in favor of that. And they'll say, well, if you don't, your kid's going to commit suicide. That's a scare technique. Well, the fact is, people who get sex changes, sex hormones and sex changes, have a 12-time higher rate of suicide. Okay, I didn't say suicide ideation. I read the article several times, and it says suicide. So we are looking at those kind of energies that are connected with Moloch and Baal, and we're not just talking about kids, I'm talking about adults as well, with these sex changes. But it's mostly teenagers. The brain is developing until you're 25 or 28 years old. My granddaughter was telling me it's 25, but you know, the point is, people are aware that if you're tuned in, you're aware you're in development. You're not really supposed to do things like sex changes, which, again, brings you in the 12 times higher rate. That's the most recent evidence from around the world with millions of people. So we're looking at these energies like, whoa, what's going on? And so as we move away from God and move towards Jnana with the sex changes or Bao and Moloch, the society is shifting. That's what we're seeing. And I'm doing it in a kind of more metaphorical or way, but and this is these are ancient. These are not new ideas. Transgender is not new. It's very old. It's older than the Torah. Okay, and they mention it specifically in the Torah, to be honest, and that's 3,300 years ago. So this is way before that. And so there's this, I'm going to say, kind of battle going on. As you remove God from a society, which we can see happening in the U.S., but also in Europe, these energies, which are kind of been pushed aside or dominated by the cosmic God force, are coming back. And that's what we're seeing in our society. We're seeing it a lot in the U.S. The U.S. may be the leader as the energy comes in. And, you know, you move God from the society and these, you know, kind of lesser gods, we can say, or principalities, because their energies begin to move back into the society. So that's what we're facing. Now, what do you do about it? Well, it's this way, you know, if you bring God back in, then these leave. You take God out, then these come in. So they're there. They've been there for thousands and thousands of years. They're not a new idea or, you know, some kind of fancy kind of way of doing it. Not modern, not progressive. It's just the opposite. It's very, very ancient. Now, that being said, what do you do with it? You return to God. No, I talk about the six foundations. You eat a diet that helps you become a superconductor of the divine, so you're more sensitive to the divine. You do breathing exercises, qigong, tai chi. That's another thing. Service and charity, so you're connecting to God and other people. You work with spiritual teachers who kind of are more focused on it, can help you awaken to it. You do meditation, prayer, chanting, and typical of all the traditions, you do things that can awaken, depending on what you call it, the Holy Spirit, Kundalini, Ruach HaKodesh. These are all names for the spiritual energy that when it's awakened can elevate you and connect you to the divine. So this is what we can do. And I'm going to say, if we want to save our society for all its imperfections, this, you know, we create an opening for God to come back in. We need to contact God within ourselves. That's what we're saying. You know, the cosmic God that's within and without, simultaneously, the non-dual God. You know. And it helped us deal with the dual world in a good way. So this is kind of the overview of what's really happening in the Western civilization. It's going down, but we need to bring it back up. And to do that, we have to elevate ourselves by making a deeper activation and connection to the God consciousness that's within us, but to create within nature, to create within all of creation, to reactivate that energy and not be dominated by the energy of Inanna or Moloch or Baal. So I'm going to turn this back to see what Richard has to say about it. And it's an interesting discussion, but it's a different level of talking about it.
Right, and it could go beyond today since we only have a few. Certainly your original observation that darkness is ascendant right now is clear. I mean, it's in almost all the power positions in the world are dominated by that. I don't know if you saw it, but there was an article this morning. The International Criminal Court has convicted Hamas leaders and the Jewish community, government leaders, of crimes against humanity, and they should have included the Americans. Biden and the major media is complicit in it, and so is the medical institution, so is the educational leaders. I mean, almost all the world leaders are criminals against humanity at this point. And we have kind of a Stockholm syndrome going on, that for each country, it's really hard to see that about your own country. But it's true. And I think people get so overwhelmed by it, it's emotionally difficult to accept. Because if things are that bad, you know, it brings up the suicide question again. I mean, I know of many really intelligent people who have said, look, this is what's happening. Maybe not in the exact words that you just said, but similar message. And there's no point. And what they're missing is a power, an access to the God power that's not evident on the outside. It has to do with the meaning of that phrase, the kingdom of God is within. You know, what's within? Is it physically within? Is it within your awareness? And this is a question of consciousness if you want to save humanity. Because if you just say, make a law that everybody has to recognize God, it's not going to make anything better. That's already happening. I mean, we've got the World Health Organization under the United Nations moving toward a one world religion where everything is in favor of this new God. And that is basically the end of individual freedom, sovereignty, and rights. And the difference between that and what you're talking about is consciousness. And that there's nothing you can memorize. I mean, there's no new rules you can set up. You can't threaten anybody that if they don't have the new belief system, God's going to smite them. That doesn't work. It's got to be an interconnection. And so how to get that? And I think you brought up the understanding that what you do physically makes it harder or easier to make that interconnection. And one of the big ones is what you eat, but there's also general taking care of your body and how you relate to other people. And then ultimately, you have to look inside in what they call prayer and meditation for connection to God personally. And if you do that, when you do that, because eventually people will, then the effect on the outside is what's unexpected, because it's so unstoppable. That group of people could create a wave that sweeps the world and transmutes the people who are following evil into something. No, completely.
Well, we know we can do that because there's been over 300 studies since 1973. It shows that when people meditate, even a square root of 1% of the population meditates on a regular basis, the violent crime rate goes down 43% to 49%.
Yeah, that
we can do it. We can create a thought form, change in the global brain. We can do that. Period.
What's so counterintuitive to most people, they just look at the physical level. And the clues that you're alluding to prove that a change in inner focus of anyone who does that, especially numbers of people, but any individual, has an effect on the outside physical so-called real world.
Right.
And that's unquestionably true. We just have to do it now.
Yeah, and that's what this program is about, and it's why we have a world healing meditation on Sundays at 6:20 p.m. Israel time. That goes across the world, so we're all doing it at the same time. That's what we have to do, and it does work.
Right, and I would reiterate that what you carry in your focus the rest of the day is also really important.
Right.
So it's not hopeless. This is not a suicide situation. This is not a Stockholm situation where you have to worship your rulers. This is the interconnection time. And the time we have available for that is very valuable.
Right. And I just want to make a distinction because these forces are very strong. So what I want to say is, you know, I was describing when the 12 times higher, that isn't to the injection. The injection data was, again, about 120 million people killed. The injection data is suggesting the rate of suicide is 19 times higher. The suicidal thoughts, the rate of suicide is 2 to 5 times more. So they're, you know, but nevertheless, it's creating that dark force energy. And that's what we're talking about. Whether it's 12 or 2 to 5 times higher, this is what's really going on in our world today.
You're talking about two different groups. One is the general population and the people who are injected, and the other is the people who get convinced to mutilate their bodies and become the other gender.
Right. Do, you know, gender surgery.
Yeah.
And but basically, it's all going in the same direction. It's increased rates of suicide and
so exactly forth. Depression and despair and giving up, and
right,
that sort of attitude.
Right.
It's totally understandable. I would also add that in addition to the physical helpful factors you mentioned, like watching what you eat and what you do and what you say and how you interact, it's also really critical, and I think this is missed most of the time, that we don't condemn in our minds and our emotions anybody. Because that seems so justified. You know, there's antagonism against people of the wrong religion or people who are in the trans community or people who are criminal leaders of countries. They get hated, or the people running the banks, which are ruining the lives of billions of people. It's really important how we think toward those people.
There's a distinction in how we think and standing up against it.
Oh yeah, you have to absolutely stand up against it, but you don't have to hate them.
No, that gets in the way. You're standing up against it, and all your energy is used that way. Hate gets in the way of all that. It actually weakens you.
And you mention in the World Peace Meditation every Sunday the idea of non-compliance.
Right.
You're not going out and trying to kill all the bad guys. You're just saying, no, we're withdrawing our consent.
We do not consent to comply physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. It's on 4 levels of our existence.
4 levels of what? Say that again.
Of our existence. Physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. We don't consent or comply.
Right, exactly. Because what the rulers want us to do is violently respond.
Right.
And that's often missed. You know, some of the people think, well, what we really have to do is be brave enough to be violent. And you may be forced into that in certain defensive situations, but in general, the attitude is the opposite.
Right. The attitude is stand strong for, you know, the truth of the divine within yourself and within all people.
So that's the first 10 minutes of a 6-month discussion.
Well, the point of our program here is to bring these issues up for people to think about.
Right.
We're not telling people what to think. We're bringing up issues, you know, challenging issues. That's the idea of what we're doing.
Right.
And people can then struggle with those.
Yeah, it's not to say this is the right way to think about it. It's to say, consider this, and where does it take you?
Right. So it's good. And so I think the point is made. You know, I'll just summarize it. We're talking about when we're not focusing on the inner divine or the outer divine in other people, we're creating a vacuum, which is happening in this country, in the Western culture, where we're allowing very, very ancient energies, Bali and Nana and Moloch, to come into the society. They may not be called that way, but we see the society degenerating. We see the society degenerating. That is happening. And this is an explanation, and those principalities kind of describe the nature of those degenerations. And that's the key. That's really the point we're saying. When we go back to experiencing the divine within ourselves and within other people, then those energies are forced out. Those principalities are forced out. They can't be in the same way, in the same space. So I bless everybody. We make the choice to return to the deeper truth of who we are, the light of the divine within ourselves and all people, and the rest will take care of itself. And that's why we do the World Peace Meditation, because we're activating that in everyone else. The more we do it, the easier it gets for other people. That's what's important. So blessings to everyone. Peace be with you.
Totally agree with you, Gabriel. And I would just remind people that it's easy to get kind of non-caring and think that, oh, this doesn't really do anything. And just look at the outer level of it, where you're just repeating a certain mantra or focusing a certain way and sitting and watching the great dancing and meditation music by the cousins, but actually the power of where you focus is what he's talking about. And this has an effect on the outside world. Mentioned before in our discussion, going from "In God We Trust" away from that. And it's not enforcing a certain religion. You know, when that motto was put into the American understanding of everything, it wasn't to say this is the exact religious sect you have to have or you have to believe. You don't even have to believe in God. It's just that, in fact, you know, the founding documents of America made it secure to be free in whatever you wanted to believe about anything, as long as you respect everyone else's rights to do the same thing. But mutual respect and love of the spirit in everybody else is the foundation of a stable society that can still, even now, take the place of the insanity that is covering the world. And I think it's important to realize the opposite of the despairing mentality, that you have massive power according to whether you're willing to do the work on the inner focus. And where are you putting your emotions? What are you radiating out? Because it's been shown, even on electronic equipment, that the frequency that you put out is a function of your physical vitality plus the thoughts and emotions that you're having. Love and hate have very different frequencies. And if you're willing to do the work of becoming conscious of what you're putting out and then tuning it to what you think you'd like to see in the world, it can have a massive effect on everybody else. Because we're all networked. Working within Planetary Healing Club on Saturday nights, planetaryhealingclub.com. But it's also the original idea behind what Lost Arts Radio was about, and it's what Dr. Cousins is working on at drcousins.com and treeoflife.mn.co. And all those programs are geared toward the same thing: harmony and love in the world taking place of what's going on now. And it's still possible. Still in our hands. So use your time well. Become aware, if you're willing to do the work, of where your focus is and put it in what you'd like to see radiated to. Greatly appreciated. And see what you think about this and what you can do with the week as a response. And we'll meet you here next time.